This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Leilu Nishmas Chai Rezel Bas Michol Halevi Alea Sholem Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, 10th of October, Rabbi Yonis and Royd, Eating or Feeding?
The Gemara says in Brachas, Amar Rav, persons washed, about to have a meal, and before he's made a mitzvah and he's about to eat, and before he starts eating the bread, he says, Toil bruch, toil bruch. He offers the bread to other people before using the bracha for eating. In other words, he's made the bracha and he's mafsik between the bracha and the eating, and he says, Toil bruch. Ein tzorach lebarach. He doesn't need to make a new bracha. It's not considered a hefsek. Why? Because it's all part of what the bracha is about. However, if he tells people, I'll be lifter and can have the salt, that is a hefsek. And why? Because you cannot eat bread without salt as well. There might be a hiddur to have it with salt, but no, you can manage without it. Rabbi Yochanan says, even havi melach is also not considered a hefsek. However, Gevilda Turi is a hefsek. Gevilda Turi means go and feed the animals. He's made a mitzi, and he gives an instruction, go and feed the animals. That is a hefsek. Avsheshes argues, and Avsheshes says, Hafilo Gevilda Turi, mix the food to give to the animals, is not considered a hefsek. Da'ama Rav Yudah Marav, Osolei La'adam, Le'chai La'Pershe, Yerichal La'Pershe, not now to eat, Koydem, Shi'item, Ma'achal La'Behemtei. A person is not allowed to eat before he feeds his animals, and therefore it's considered tzeirech ha'suda that he should give food to the animals, and therefore it's not a hefsek. The mafoshim have all sorts of questions on this halacha of osalei le'odom sheyoichal kodem sheyachil le'bemtei, and one of them is from this week's etva. The Rebbeinu Shlomo said to Noach, go and prepare all the food required for the table. Gather in any edible food. It should be for you and for them, the animals, to eat. What's going on? It should be lohem v'locha. If it's also to eat before you feed the animals, you should say locha v'lohem. They asked.
Maybe he was saving their lives. They had a previous salt.
Yeah. I'd be bad. When I finish, you might be right. We'll see. There's a pasuk in last week said the Rebbeinu Shem said to Avraham, "Tetu Adam Harishon, Hine Nosati Lochem Eskaleisav Zerea Zera, Avnichol Chayas Oretz Lochem Yer Laochla." It should be for you. Also. So again, the one should be saying to you first, and then to Lachal Chaya Soret. An answer? By Rivka, when Eliezer went to look for a wife for Yitzchak, the pasuk Yitzchak, so Rivka offered, I'll give you to drink. Begamlig Malecho Ashka. You and your animal. First you and then the others. The Rebbeinu Shlomo said by Parshas Chukas, "V'yishkiso es ha'ido ve'es be'irah." The water should come out from this be'era, which took me replaced be'era shel Miriam. "V'yishkiso es ha'ido ve'es be'irah." And we have in Krishma, "V'nasati esav v'sodcha libemtecha." Then v'achalta v'savata. That's okay. Libemtecha, then v'achalta v'savata. That is the proof. And there's one more in Parshas Behar. By Shmita, the pasuk says, "V'hoisa Shabbas haoretz lachem leochla lecha v'libhemtecha." So we have stilas here in this halacha of osalei le'odom sheyoichal koydem before he has to give his animals first. Now, from Noach and Rivka, from Noach at least one could easily answer before Matan Torah. Maybe these things can't be raised la halacha from before Matan Torah to after Matan Torah. But the Mefoshim ask a kasha from Rivka that was after the Avram, Yitz Avram already, and therefore there were certain things which the others kept on Pi Torah, and we do bring raised from them.
By Noach, it was a
Benjamin who said
it.
By Noach, it was a
Benjamin who said it. Wasn't that said for somebody else? Like somebody else acting normally, we answer, we say that.
And therefore?
Normally we say that.
You mean the Benjamin wouldn't have said something which eventually is going to be answered?
Yes,
yes, but he's giving. To whom is he saying it to? He's saying it to a person who's not going to be Chayav Mitzvah. Yes, he's not the other.
Benjamin.
Yeah.
He's the material. So.
Right.
So Rivka had no fear to feed those animals. It wasn't the same.
You've taken away my own portion.
Oh, sorry.
Shteitzin. We can't say it to be honest. Shteitzin, Rav Shulei Diskin, others quoted B'Shem, his son, Rav Yitzchak Yeruchim Diskin, the following teretz. A teretz on Odom Arishon, why the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Hinei Nosati Eskol Esav Oretz Locha, V'Lohem Lo'ochma. Tanya's like this. That when what was Adam Arishon and all the 10 generations till after Tandayach, what were they allowed to eat? They weren't allowed to eat meat. They were only allowed to eat, they were vegetarians. They weren't allowed to eat meat. Now, if they're not allowed to eat meat, so he says like this. There's a principle of Kinyan Peiros and Kinyan Aguf. Kinyan Aguf means you own an article, you can do with it whatever you want. Kinyan Peiros is a limited Kinyan. You can't do anything you want, and certain things you're restricted. Says Rav Shulei Diskin. The people who lived at Tal Noyach, they didn't have a complete Kinyan in these behemoths. Why? They weren't allowed to eat meat. So if you're not allowed to eat meat, you've only what he calls a Kinyan Peiros. But maybe this halacha doesn't apply that you're not allowed to eat before you feed them. Ha Nicha, the Pasek, and Parshas Bereishis. Adam Arishon only had a Kinyan Peiros. That's okay, the Pasek and Parshas Noach. Why? Because before the Mabul, Noach wasn't allowed to eat meat. It was only when he came out of the Mabul he was allowed, of the table he was allowed to eat meat. Okay, so we've answered that. However,
didn't understand it at all.
What? What's doing there? It says a taser. I think I'm demanding there's a taser about it, but they make chilukim in between. You're not allowed to shecht the animal in order to eat the meat, or stamp meat lying around. And where did the malachim get the meat from?
Malachim gave. Where it came from, I don't know. It could have been normal, or
could have been Menashamayim as well. I don't know. Actually, that's his task. Come to Chesed Zayim. Rav Shulei Steiner is in order to be chayiv in this halacha, also the Lord Amlech and Kedem Shiachil of Emtoi, he has to be my animal completely. And if I have any restrictions in these animals, it's only in Kenyan Peres and not Mechuyim. Shteitin Chasam Seifer and Atshuva as follows. Somebody asked the Chasam Seifer Shaila Legabe Bechoyim. What used to be a common Shaila we eat and win in more farming world. And one of the things that every Rav had to know was, just like we do Mechiras Chometz, in order to get out of the problem of Val Yeroi, Val Yemotzei, every farmer used to sell every behema mevakeres, a behema that's about to give birth to its first child. He shouldn't have problems with the choyer, so he used to sell it to a goy. And the shayla that Chasam Sofer had was, there was a problem with the Kenyan. It was a sofek whether the Kinyan worked or not. And the other sofek, the Chasam Sofer's problem was, what should I do with this animal? To leave an animal to graze in the field, which has a kodesh, mikadushas, machar, is problematic. It's hektish. Who knows what can go wrong? So he says like this, Efshah, I've got a takona to lead it into what's called achnisa l'kippa, put it into solitary confinement, and let it die there. To die of starvation. That was his shayla. What is better to do? To kill it or to let it die of starvation? And eventually he says like this, what? Lemaisa, the fact that he has this sofek, you see, who does this behemoth belong to? Are there any restrictions on this behemah? I've heard that they are. You're not allowed to work with it. All sorts of restrictions are on it. You're mechuyev to give it to the kohen so that the kohen can offer it as a korban. But in the meantime, you have limited restrictions on it and limited halachas. So he says, first of all, bal chai she'ein mazonos on olecha is also a tzar. You're not allowed to cause it pain. So, putting it into halachas, say the kippah. There's no pain at the time you're putting in. Later, there's going to be a tzar b'lachaim. Okay. The Mechasam Sofer has got a whole mahalach on this point of causing the animal distress by not feeding it. It's clear from the Mechasam Sofer that he wasn't this heter of the Shulim Diskin doesn't work. Why? Because the maximum you have in this behemas b'chayim is very limited ownership and limited usage. So it's clear from the Mechasam Sofer that he also asks eating, eating before feeding, even that which you do not have a complete ownership of it. So our tshuva, we'll tie up all these details at the end. Do our tshuva in Shmos Yaakov. In Shmos Yaakov, we had the shayla was about. Two problems that he speaks about. One of them is a shayla, is any difference in eating and drinking? Maybe drinking is different. And another shayla which he was concerned with is there any minimum amount of food that you're not allowed to eat that you should be included in this osel adam sheyoichal? Is it dafka achila, or is it even te'ima? That was the shayla which the Shmos Yaakov had. And he says like this, on this second shayla, is it eating, or is it even a snack, and the like? Dovo za machlekes akadmaina. It's machlekes, previous generations. Beis Yosef says that, osa litoim ad sheyach elebente. The four shaloshim of the Beis Yosef, you're not allowed to be toyem, even taste. And the Taz says, it's not true. Let's read again the Gemara in Bracha Esdaf Mem. Also, Leile Adam Sheyoichal Koidem Sheyit in the Bento. Esdaf Kachila. So, where did the Beis Yosef get it from? The answer is, I'll tell you where the Beis Yosef got it from. From the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Zamach Beis. And the Gemara there says, identical Gemara, the Omar Rav Yud, the Omar Rav, almost. Also, Leile Adam Sheyitim Koidem Sheyach in the Bento. So, the Gemara is in. What? A te'ima ba'alma. A taste. A small amount of food. Like you spoke before, like I've been eating before Abdullah and so on. The different halachas and what you're not allowed to eat. And then some snack could be different. It's interesting to note, by the way, if te'ima would be also, so every time you want to go to the cupboard to have a sweet or a biscuit or the like, you'd have to find out whether the behemoth is hungry. And if there's also laid Adam Shayit time, you have to make sure the behemoth's not hungry, feed the behemoth before you take it yourself. I can do it.
Is he going to ask the
behemoth? You can try, see what he answers.
It's not big
enough. Yeah. The emesis, there's an interesting Gemara, a couple of lines of Gemara in Baruchas later on a different subject. The Gemara says in Baruchas later on, what is the difference between Achila and Te'ima. The Gemara says that Omar Rav Yudah b'Reid Rav Shmuel Mashelas Mishmei Rav Ein Hamasubim Rashoim Lechoil Klum Ad Sheyitayim HaBetzeya. It's an important halacha l'maisa. When a person is moitzi the olam with a bracha, I'm making a moitzi, I'm being moitzi the ganze mishpacha, and I have to eat. The halacha is I make the bracha, have to eat first before anybody else eats. Einam subim rashoi lechayil klum ad sheyitoyim haboitzeya. Aloch. By kiddush.
Drinking as well.
Drinking the same aloch. Yeah. But the loshna gemara is lech. If I make an olam with kiddush, I have to drink from the wine before the olam started.
But there's no share for that.
Yosef Rav Safra, the Ka'oma, said Rav Safra, lit oim itma. He said lit oim, not ena musubim ashoin lechon, ena musubim ashoin lit oim. Lamayin afkamena, what's the difference? Whether it's lit oim or achila, you're giving an alternative talus to the Gemara. Let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, shechayiv adam leim avaloshem rabbi. He never said the word achila, he said the word te'ima. And what's the difference between achila and te'ima? There's no difference. The only reason he corrected him and said te'ima is because the Rebbe said te'ima. The state in the Gemara, achila and te'ima are synonyms. Clear in the Gemara. So, Mela, the fact that you have one Gemara in Brachas that says, also Leile Adam Sheyoichal Kedem Sheachil Behemtai, and the other Gemara in Gittin Samach Beis that says, also Leile Adam Sheyitim, they are synonyms. The shayin is which one is the one? So is it Achila or is it Tehima? The Achonim we want to say as follows, also Leile Adam Sheyoichal Kedem Sheachil Behemtai doesn't quite say that. Do you know what the Lashon HaGemara is? Also, Leile Adam Sheyoichal the Gusa. The Gusa is like that in Gemara. Sheyoichal Klum at Shittin Lebemta. Once you've added in the word Klum, so the word Achila in general might mean Taka, a normal item of food. But when it's Klum, a Mashu is also included in the Issa. So now, Lamaisa, so far we've sort of stuck. What exactly is the Issa and what's going on here? In La Alocha, the Rambam, and Meiri, and the Pashtus HaShulchan Aruch, there's no mention of this Alocha. In the Rambam, it's not mentioned, but Torah's Issa. The only place the Rambam mentions it is at the end of Hilchos Avodim, how to look after your Eved Kenani. And Avedivri is Leisavid by Avedas Perech, you're not allowed to overwork him. Evekanani mi ikadin, you're allowed to. But it's not Yiddish Amida. Behave nicely towards your Avodim. And Agav, the Rambam says, well, you're meant to behave towards your animals also correctly. And therefore, Avada legabe abeima. So, in other words, when the Rambam saw this Gemara, also Leile Adam Sheyoichal Kodem Sheachel Behemtoi, it seems it's not B'Teiras Issa, it's B'Teiras Eitz HaTova and Hoga Tova, the correct way of behaving. That is one Shitta Sarambam and Pashta Sashim Chanorah.
Does it say Oichal Tehima, Oichal Klum, what does it say?
The Rambam says, there's an Issa de Rabbanon. It's mashma from the Ramah that there's an Issa de Rabbanon in eating before you feed the animals. And the Mogen Avraham is Mechadish, that it's an Issa de Eiraisa. It's based on the Pesach, from the Sati Issa, Besod Cholivam Techov, Yachalta Vesavata. There's an Issa de Eiraisa in eating before you feed your animals. Now, you suggested an answer, difference between Achila and Shtia. That will help you for the case of Rivka, Shasei V'gam G'malecho Ashke, and it will help you V'hishkiso Es Ha'ido V'es Be'irom, where the Rebbeinu Shleilom said, give the water to drink to you and then the animals. And the Shaila is, why should there be a difference between Achila and Shtia? Is the Poshet Pshat is, there's a greater tucha involved in preparing achila, preparing food, than there is with shtia. Water does not need any form of preparation. You drink it as it is, both for you and both for the animals.
Animals, animals.
We'll come to that in a minute. So, there's no effort involved. And therefore, achila perhaps comes, the animals comes first, as opposed to Shasia. In Mulay Oima, since he writes that was the Nisayan of Rivka. What did Eliezer say to Rivka? Can I have something to drink? Now, there's a tilcha involved in this drink. For whom is there a tilcha? Not for Eliezer. the Asara Gemali Megemali, I don't know that he brought with, and Rivka doesn't know that he had the Kvitzes Aderech. Rivka doesn't know how thirsty they're going to be, and there's going to be a tremendous Tilcha. Says the Malay Haimah, that was a test to see whether she knew this halacha, that drink comes before Achila under all circumstances.
She would know if the camels were thirsty.
She have to start drinking, giving them to drink.
No, but she would know before because the hump goes down.
Yeah.
When camels are thirsty, the hump goes down.
I didn't know that.
And when they're full up, the hump goes up.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay. I'm just interested. I don't thank you for that piece of fun.
Google it.
Very
good. Yeah. Did you know that in school?
You're right, there are those Achronim who say that, seeing that it wasn't Rivka's behemoth, it's got nothing to do with her. More than that, not only it wasn't Rivka's behemoth, what did Eliezer ask for? Eliezer asked for water, can I have some water to drink? So, leave aside the difference that it's not her behemoth. Imagine, Eliezer says to Rivka, please can I have a drink? So Rivka says, yes, but in half an hour's time, so I've got to feed your animals. What's going on? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that was the chesed. Eliezer's thirsty. He says, hold on, I want to feed you. Rivka says to Eliezer, I'm going to feed your animals before I give you to drink. The logic behind it doesn't make sense.
Eliezer should have given his glass of drink to the animals.
Right? That little drink that Eliezer would have had, it wouldn't have been enough for the animals. But that's not called chesed. Eliezer's thirsty. To me, I'm sure we can have something to drink. Yes, in half an hour's time after I've fed the... Yeah, the problem is still we're left with is Noach. By Noach, the pasuk says lecha velohem laochla. It should be for you and for them to drink. So the Mefarshim says there push the turrets. What? When is this happening? Before Noach goes into the table. And eventually it will be lechav elohem lach. Shteit in Medrash, when Noach was in the teva, kol oisan yud beis chodesh, all those 12 months that Noach was in the teva, leiroh shina be'einav. He couldn't go to sleep. Why? Because every animal has got a different time of eating. And by the time you finished feeding that animal, he had to give the next one came back to the beginning. And he went on and on and on. He had never had time to sleep. When could he have eaten? If you're telling me, the rota's going to go on and on for 12 months. So for 12 months, he wouldn't have not been able to eat. So, first eat. And he'll be gazint and strong enough to go and feed the animals. Then he can go and feed the animals. The Rebbeinu Shem knew this before the Mabul took place. After the Mabul, we also know it. Before the Mabul took place, the Rebbeinu Shem knew how Noach was going to work in the Teva non-stop. So the Rebbeinu Shem told Noach, "Why lechav elohem la'achla?" Noach came out of the Teva, how worn out and haggard he was. Then we knew that that was pshat in the lechav elohem la'ach.
So he didn't have. He didn't eat the animals anyway.
What?
He wasn't allowed to eat the animals.
He
wasn't allowed to eat the animals.
They weren't
his animals.
That's according to Rav Shulevi, quite right. That was Rav Shulevi's terrace. But according to Chasam Sofer, that terrace doesn't work because there's no such halacha that you need to have 100% ownership. So we said people. The other achronim want to say differences between drink and eating and how it's really state this terrace. That the tsar of not drinking is greater than the tsar of not eating. And therefore, the seeing that what we're concerned with in this whole halacha, the whole halacha is based on the tsar balachayim, the animal is going to suffer as a result of not drinking. But the tsar of the human being not drinking is so great, and therefore we have to give him to eat first. Although the pashtus, there isn't a basic is of tsar balachayim per se by a human being, but nevertheless, the tsar of not drinking is worse. There's another reason, based on the halacha that we had beforehand, is that if a person would be allowed to eat before he feeds his animals, There's a gzeira shema yimshach. He'll continue the food and continue carrying on eating. And what will happen? The animals, who knows what will happen to the animals. Ma she'enke in chazam whenever gzeira shema yimshach, that the matter will continue when it comes to drinking. And therefore, when it comes to drinking, you should drink first. It'll only take a short time. And then you'll be able to feed your, and then you'll be able to give your animals to drink. In Yad Ephraim, on the Mefoshe Ephraim Zah, I think it's Ephraim Zah, he says like this, that food needs rain for the food to grow. Otherwise, it won't grow. Shteit in Medrash, that rain came bizchus the behemoths. And if the rain came bizchus the behemoths, then we have to give the animals, as HaKoros HaTov, we have to give them the rights to eat before we eat. The rain of the rain that came bizchus the animal, bizchus the food, rain which is there to feed, to create to that the animals for agriculture purposes, that came bizchus the behemoths, as we state in Medrash. So now, if you were to sum up lechayra according to various opinions, what is muta and what is asa? Asa lebe adam sheyochal koidem sheyachel behemtoi is definitely applies to food, and according to Morgan Avraham, who says it might be a nisa deraisa, efshe one should be machmir that even a teima, a small amount, which should also be choishish for it. According to the Rambam, it's clear it's not deraisa and the Rama, it's only then kenzai one can be meikal, it's only achila. Only achila, meaning a proper food, small. But not a, well, no. What about drinking? Drinking, lechayra, it seems from all the paskim, it seems to be mutter. Now, however, I didn't answer the last pasuk in Parshas Behar. Moisa Shabbas Oretz Lecha V'Lebehemtecha. Tell us his pasuk. What are we talking about in that pasuk? Shemitah produce. Who does it belong to? The food, not mind the animals. Who does the food belong to? It's hefka. No, when the food is hefka, there's no halacha that I have to go and give this hefka dika food to the. Now, so come to chayis. The halacha, one has to your own animals, whether it's complete kinyan aguf, you have to have a kontam sholeba, kontam chasam sefa, kinyan peiros. If you are responsible, then you are chayav to feed the animals. Now let's go back to the Gemara. Oma Rav Sheshes, Oma Gvil Leturi, feed the animals. When I give away the responsibility to somebody else, I've been yotze. What did the Gemara say? I made a moitzi, and I say, Gvil Leturi, feed the animals. Do I need to wait till the animals have eaten? No, doesn't say so in the Gemara. I've said, Gvil Leturi, you, please go and feed the animals, let me eat. So once I've given over the responsibility to somebody else, then I'm not mechuyev anymore, and I can already go and eat. Let me share with you an instinct. Stated in one of the Mefoshim, he quotes Isaiah Kodesh in Parshas Balak that says the following lashon: Sa'ira kadma l'shar nahama ba'alma. The barley, he seems to say, was created before wheat. Why? Barley is animal food. And animal food was created before wheat, as a remez that you should feed your animals. The person who quotes it adds on another point. When grain grows, what's the first thing that grows? The stalks and everything else. Only later on do you get the grain, the shibboleths at the top, here's the corn at the top, to be meramez on the same lines. Now first the ma'achal behema is created, and only then afterwards the Ma'achal Adam is created.
So the behemoths were created before the men?
No. Yeah, but about the food.
What was the food created for?
Okay. The food was created then, even earlier. But compounding what you see from here, this whole shmiz is all based on this Indian of Tzav Alachaim, that if you have a responsibility to feed somebody else, something else, the animals, you have to feed them before you feed yourself. The Paskim, I've got an interesting child of what would happen to your own children where you're mechuyev to feed. Actually, you have to feed them first as well. Young children.
Children.
Actually, you have to feed them before you feed yourself. What? On the same idea. Your behemoths you have to feed first, Epsha person. Oh, you can argue for care. It can sign any of the mechanic young children can sign, but what happens when you're looking after other children? It's not your responsibility. So the 12-year-old boy. A 12-year-old, what's for shaita? If I've got chiv to feed it, Epsha got chiv to do it first. Oh, it's a bit of rochem in Adas, because I'll be smaller. It's a part of the common sense. I didn't do that.
Sure.